Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope comes on every Sunday afternoon on Sasa Radio in Western Kenya from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. So I bring greetings to everyone in Bungoma and Western Kenya and want to bring you an encouraging word today. I'm also on the internet. You can listen to me on the internet. I bring greetings to everybody in different countries who are listening to my message today, that God loves you and God cares about you and God wants you to walk in the victory that he has for him. And so today I want to talk about our new life in Christ. And God wants to bring us into a place of victory in him and prosperity in him. And you know, when God created the world in Genesis chapter 1, the world was perfect. Everything was perfect in the world. God created all the birds, all the animals, all the fish, and all the vegetation in the world, all the plants, and then he created man and woman in his image. And everything in the world was perfect. There was no disease, no sickness. There was no death in the world. You could go up and pet a lion, and a lion would not do anything to you. There were no biting insects. There was no malaria. Everything was good in the world. God created a perfect world that had no sin, no problems. But when God created Adam and Eve, he created them in his image. And the Bible says he gave them authority over everything in the world. And so Adam and Eve walked in the power of God. They also walked in relationship with God. Every evening, God would come down into the garden, and he'd walk with them and talk with them as friends. And I'm sure they had very interesting conversations talking about all the things that God's created, and they were learning many new things from God as they walked with him every day. But one of the things that God told them they could not do, they could eat all the fruit of in the garden except for the fruit of a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the middle of the garden. And they could not eat of this fruit. God forbade them to eat this fruit, and that was kind of a test to see if they were going to obey God. But Adam and Eve, one day, they were walking by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the fruit looked very delicious, the tree looked very nice, and Satan came to them as a serpent, and he said, "Did God tell you not to eat this fruit? If you ate this fruit, you would die?" Eve said, "Yes, that's what God told us," and the serpent told Eve, "You know, you're not going to die if you eat this fruit. God knows if you eat this fruit, you can become like him and have all knowledge." And so Eve was tempted, and then she gave Adam to eat, and they both ate. Now, Adam was standing right there with Eve, and so Adam should have said, "Eve, we shouldn't eat that fruit. God told us not to." But Adam was just silent. So Adam was part of the problem, too. And so they both ate the fruit. Their eyes were open, and they recognized that they were naked, and sin entered the world. And so because of sin entering the world, it affected their relationship with God. So when God showed up to walk with them in the evening, they hid from God. They never hid from God before, but now they are aware of sin. Now they're aware of their faults. They had a knowledge of good and evil. And so they tried to hide from God. But as a result of their sin, they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. And thorns and thistles that came, wild animals, bugs that bite, sickness and disease, all these things came in the world that we suffer with today. All those are a result of sin. And when Adam and Eve sinned, sin came into the world. And we're all born into sin. We're not judged for Adam and Eve's sin, but we're all born into sin because we are descendants of Adam and Eve. And sin separates us from God. So we have all the problems we have in our world today because of sin and been separated from God. And God is the source of life. You know, it's kind of like a tree that's planted in the ground. As a tree is planted in the ground and receives nourishment and water from the ground, the tree grows very big. But if you cut the tree off from the ground, then the tree slowly begins to die. Even though it may take some time to die, because it's been cut off from the earth, the leaves slowly begin to dry up and the tree slowly begins to die because it's been cut off from the earth. When Adam and Eve sinned, man was cut off from God. See, God is our source of life. See, God breathed into Adam and Eve, and they became living beings. And so God was their source of life. But sin separated from God, cut them off from God, and so they no longer received life from God. So Adam and Eve began to die. Adam and Eve would have lived for eternity if they had not sinned. And so because they sinned, they were separated from God, and they began to die. And so with sin, death came in the world, and all men have sinned. Now, we're not judged for Adam and Eve's sin, we're judged for our own sin. Because we have sin, and we're born in sin, we've sinned, we are all separated from God. We cannot have a relationship with God outside of Jesus Christ. And so in the Old Testament, there were people like Moses and Abraham and the prophets that God would speak to them. God would speak to them in visions and dreams. God would sometimes speak to them with an audible voice. But they didn't have fellowship with God like Adam and Eve did. And God couldn't walk with them and talk with them. God would speak from heaven to them. God would speak in vision and dream. But God could not appear to them except sometimes in a cloud or a fire because they were sinful. So God sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die for our sins. And when Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins upon him so that we would be free from the power of sin. And he rose from the dead and conquered sin, death, and hell in the grave, conquered everything, and he sat down at the right hand of God. And now because of Jesus Christ, we can have life. We can have eternal life. We can have life and victory in the earth. We can overcome the enemy in the earth because of Jesus Christ. But that only happens when our life is in Christ. See, there is no name and no salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus. You can't be saved just by going to church. You can't be saved by some other religion or by doing some religious practice. No, you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, God forgives you of your sin, washes your sin away, and it's like you're clean. In Romans 10, 9, and 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So the way we're saved is we confess that we're sinners. You come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. I accept you as my Savior. You confess that and you believe that in your heart. You believe that Jesus has forgiven you of your sin and you become a child of God. You become saved. And so we enter this life with God again and this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is the door to salvation. Jesus is the door to healing. Jesus is the door to everything we have. And so today I want to talk about our life in Christ, because we can only walk in victory and we can only have abundant life through Jesus Christ. It doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from the church. It comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 3, verse 5 through 7, Jesus explains how we can walk or have this life with him. Now, we understand we confess our sins, accept Jesus as our Savior, and we receive salvation. But we also need to walk in a new life with Christ. And we do that by the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 3, verse 5 through 7, there was a man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus at night asking how he could enter the kingdom of God. Because Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God, and Nicodemus wanted to know how to get in the kingdom of God. And Jesus told Nicodemus, Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. So Jesus here explains that the first time we were born into the world, we're born of the flesh. We're born of water. We're born of the water of our mother's womb. We come out of the water of our mother's womb. We are born in the flesh. All of us have our first birth. We're born in the flesh. But we don't have the Spirit of God in us because we are born into sin. We are born sinful because we're born of the flesh. And so Jesus told Nicodemus, you have to be born again of the Spirit of God. So when you become saved and you become accept Christ as your Savior, you become born again and you become a child of God. The first time I was born to my mother and father, Thomas and Helen Clark. I became Andrew Clark, their son. But when I was born again, I became a child of God. See, when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit of God. When you're born again, the Spirit of God comes and lives in you. See, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God could not live in even Moses in the Old Testament. God would talk to Moses, but the Spirit could not, Holy Spirit could not live in Moses because Moses was sinful and Jesus had not yet died for sin. And so even all the old people in the Old Testament, they're saved because of Jesus Christ. There is salvation nowhere is possible outside of Jesus Christ because Jesus took away our sin. And so we're born again, our sins are taken, we confess our sins, we're forgiven of our sins, and we become children of God. The Spirit of God comes and lives in us. And so we become a new person in Christ. We become a child of Almighty God. The problem is we have to learn how to live as children of God. See, we're used to living in the world. We're used to living in the flesh. We need to learn to live as a child of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you're born again. It says you're in Christ now. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So we're born again. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. We say Jesus comes and lives in us, but the Holy Spirit really comes and lives in us. We become a child of God because the Holy Spirit is in us. And our life is now in Christ. And it's important. Our life is not in the world anymore. Our life is in Christ. And if you live in Christ, then you're a new person. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And so this word in Christ, there's 130 verses in the New Testament that talk about being in Christ. It's very important. Being in Christ means our life is in Christ. And the best way I can illustrate it to you is when you're in your house. See, when you're in your house, you're in a place of safety and protection in your house. You're in a place of provision in your house. You got food in your house. You got clothing in your house. You got everything you need in your house. It protects you from the rain and the storm. It protects you from wild animals, protects you from other people. But you're in your house. Your house is your place of security. It's your place of safety. It's your place of provision. Everything is in your house. But when you're in your house, people can't see you because you're in your house. See, when you're in Christ Jesus, your life is in Christ. It's no longer about you, but it's about Jesus Christ. So a life in Christ is about Jesus Christ. See, if you walk out of your house, people can see you, but you're not in the protection and provision of your house. And what happens with a lot of people who are born again and become children of God, they don't stay in Christ. They go out back into the world and live like the world. When you live like the world, you're not under God's protection or provision. You're in the world now. When your life is in Christ, you're totally given to Christ. You live for one thing and Jesus alone. And when you're in Christ, you're a new person. You come into God's power, God's protection, God's provision. And so part of our challenge as Christians, as born-again children of God, is how to live in Christ. How to live this victorious life that we have in Christ. See, we're born as children, but we have to grow up. A child who's born in the flesh, a natural child, has to learn how to live as an individual. They learn from their mother and father. They learn how to walk. They learn how to talk. They learn how to eat. They learn how to do things. They're growing up. The same thing when we're born again as a child of God, we have to learn how to walk a Christian life. We have to learn how to live in Christ Jesus. And so we start to grow up. We start to learn more and more about what it means to be a Christian. And we learn that from the Word of God and through our relationship with the Holy Spirit. See, you can't continue in the world if you're really going to be in Christ. You can't just remain in the world and in Christ at the same time. No, we have to separate ourselves from the world to come into Christ and to come into everything He has for us. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross, He rose again to give us victory over sin, to give us victory over sickness, to give us victory over poverty, to give us victory over every demonic force. But all that comes when we're in Christ and we walk in Him. And so we need to learn how to live in Christ. In Romans 8, 12 through 16, Paul explains how we live in Christ, life in Christ. Romans 8, 12 through 16. You write these verses down and look them up later. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which you cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness of God. And then we see that 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. So our life is now in Christ, not in the world anymore. So Paul explains in Romans 8:12, therefore, brethren, he's talking to Christians now, people who are born again, people who accepted Jesus as Savior, those who are children of God. He says, therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to live according to flesh anymore. Because I'm not a child of God, I don't live according to my fleshly desires anymore. Because I'm a child of God, I live in relationship with God. I want more of Jesus. I want to grow more. I'm focused on Jesus Christ. Jesus is my source of life. I don't get my life from the world. Yes, my body still needs food to eat, and I still need to sleep. But I don't get life from the world. I get life from Jesus Christ because now I'm a child of God. My life is in Christ. So he says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to live according to the flesh. He says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. So now he's talking to brothers here. He's talking to Christians. He says, if you as a Christian live according to the desires of your flesh, you will die. But he says, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So the Spirit of God helps us overcome our sinful nature. The Spirit of God helps us overcome the sins of the world, the temptations of the world. So when I'm tempted to do something I shouldn't do, or say something I shouldn't say, or think something I should not think, that's not of God, I ask the Holy Spirit to help me overcome. So there's several things happening here that we need to really understand as children of God. First of all, as a child of God, you need to know God. See, you're a child of God, so you need to be imitators. Jesus said, be imitators of me. So we need to imitate God, we need to imitate Jesus Christ. And we learn to do that by the Word of God. So as you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see how Jesus lived and what He did. You imitate Jesus Christ. As you study the New Testament, you learn how a Christian is supposed to live. And so you begin to learn to live like Jesus lived. You have a relationship with God by the Holy Spirit. You're a child of God. So you learn. See, the Bible is the revelation of God, how to live our life with God, how to live as a child of God. See, I had a very good earthly father. My father was a missionary for 35 years. He taught the Word of God. He was a very good, godly man. But I didn't learn from my father. I learned from my new father, God. Now, I learned things about life from my earthly father. I learned things about Jesus from my earthly father. But my really relationship came from God. See, I learned about God through the Word of God. It's the revelation of God. And then the Holy Spirit helps me put that into practice in my life. See, if you know the Word and you don't do the Word, it doesn't help you. You learn the word, you learn how to do that, and you say, Holy Spirit, help me to do that. So when I, if I do something wrong, if I say something wrong or do something wrong, the first thing I do, because when I do something wrong or say something wrong or have a bad thought, it affects my relationship with God because sin separates me from God. So I learn the will of God from the Word of God. But as I walk in the Spirit helped me to obey the Word, to do what the Word of God says. So if I say something I shouldn't say or do something I shouldn't do, because we all sometimes make mistakes, we all sometimes fall into sin. And then the Bible says, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That verse is not for unbelievers. That verse is for all Christians. So if I sin or do something wrong that I know is not God is not happy with, or it's affecting my relationship with God, the first thing I do is repent of that thing. I say, Jesus, forgive me for what I've done and help me not to, by the Holy Spirit not to do that again. And the Holy Spirit convicts me of sin. If I say something that I shouldn't say to somebody or I get angry or anything like that, the Holy Spirit, because I'm a child of God, the Holy Spirit immediately convicts me. He doesn't condemn me. He says, you should not have done that. And when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, then I confess. I say, Jesus, I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have gotten angry. I shouldn't have had that thought I had. I shouldn't have had that unforgiveness. Forgive me for that. And if we ask for forgiveness, the blood of Jesus Christ forgives us of all our sin and cleanses us. So, you don't just ask for forgiveness one time when you get saved. We ask for forgiveness every day because we all make mistakes every day. We do things we shouldn't do. And when we do that, we ask God to forgive us and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us not to do that anymore. So if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh or the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So my life as a child of God, my life in Christ is a life of the Spirit of God. A lot of people don't understand the Spirit of God. They think people talk about manifesting the Spirit of God, that they do something by the power of the Spirit. Yeah, the Spirit can help us do powerful things, but the Spirit of God helps us to walk out our Christian life. The Spirit of God helps us do what is right. I walk with the Spirit of God every day. The Holy Spirit, when you're born again, lives in you. So I'm always talking with the Holy Spirit. When I meet someone and start talking with them, I say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? Give me wisdom on how to do this. Help me understand this. See, the Holy Spirit is all wise. He knows all things, and He helps me in my Christian life. When I face temptation, Holy Spirit, help me overcome that temptation. See, if we're led by the Spirit, we are children of God. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Even as a child of God, some people think, well, if I get saved, I can just live like I want. No, you can't live like you want. We are not of the world anymore. I'm a child of God now. I don't live like the world. I'm in Christ. I live like Jesus Christ lives in the world. And I live like Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again, the fear. See, I don't have to be fearful of Satan. I don't have to be fearful of sickness. I don't have to be fearful of poverty. I don't have to be fearful of curses. I don't have to be fearful of because the Spirit of God has set me free from the bondage of fear. For the Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God. So the Spirit of God bears witness that I am a child of God. So when I'm walking down the street and I'm doing things, or I'm at home doing things, or I'm at the marketplace, or at a business, or wherever I'm at, the Holy Spirit is constantly reminding you, you're a child of God. So you don't act that way. You don't speak that way. My life has changed. I don't live like I used to live because I know the Word of God, and I live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper. He helps you to walk out your Christian life. He helps you understand the Word of God. He helps you how to pray. He helps you overcome the power of sin. He helps you to walk in victory. See, the Holy Spirit is our helper. He is our best friend that helps us live and walk out our Christian life. And the way we know we have the Holy Spirit is by the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, if I live by the Spirit, if I'm in Christ and live by the Spirit, I will always have love for everybody. Jesus said, even love your enemies and those who curse you and despitefully use you. Love them. How do I love people who do bad things to me? I love them with the love of Jesus Christ. I love them by the power of the Holy Spirit. So if I see someone walking in love and forgiveness, then I know that they have the Spirit of God in them. That is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace. See, we don't need to be discouraged by life because we are a child of God. No matter where you live, no matter what kind of a house you live in, no matter how much money you have, that is not what makes you who you are. You are a child of Almighty God. You have the Holy Spirit living in you. Your identity is not in what you own, your position or possession. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. You are in Jesus Christ. Jesus is everything that you need, and that comes by the Holy Spirit. So I walk in joy because my joy does not come from the world. My joy comes from God. My peace does not come from the world. My peace comes from God. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, so you will overcome the world. And if you walk in the Spirit, you're going to have long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, that is life in Christ. That is life in the Spirit. See, God is wanting us to walk in newness of life. No matter where you live in the world, you are a child of God if you're born again. You and I live in America, you live in Africa, we are both children of God. We are both equal before God. I am not better than you are, you are not better than I. We are both children of God, and we learn to live like children of God according to the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. So I just pray today for every one of you. God wants to heal you, God wants to deliver you, God wants you to walk in new life in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today, Lord God. Help them to understand by the Holy Spirit who they are in Jesus Christ. Lord, that they are victorious, they are conquerors, that they have the power of the Holy Spirit living in them to help them to walk in love, joy, and peace, to help them overcome the temptations of the world, to help them to walk as Jesus walked when he was on the earth. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for the privilege we have of being children of God. Lord, I pray your blessing upon every person. Listen to Voice of Hope today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you missed any of my Voice of Hope messages, you can always listen to them by going to my website. My website is voiceofhopetoday.org. Voiceofhopetoday.org. If you want prayer from somebody, you can call my good friend Alex Acciutti. Alex Acciutti, his number is 727-403-197. 727-403-197. And Alex will pray for you, encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If you have a testimony, share it with Alex. Have a good day. Have a good week walking with Jesus and the life that Jesus has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.